It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm joined by Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you for talking with us.
Hey, you're quite welcome.
So the Greater Oklahoma City Convention and Visitors Bureau has distributed surveys to 800 people inside and outside the metro to see how people view the city's tourism. What's the purpose of this survey?
So the purpose is to figure out the thing that Oklahoma City is missing to help it compete with other cities and tourism destinations. As President Mike Carrier said, it's to help us figure out where our gaps are. As we like to say in our office, you don't know what you don't know. And so people in the business community travel a lot and they see what other cities are doing. And, you know, the best ideas are stolen. So the CVB wants to see what works in other places and what doesn't.
How could the survey potentially influence future metropolitan area projects or maps?
There could be a venue or some type of attraction that Oklahoma City is missing and could be publicly funded. For example, the city is a big player in athletic events. We can get basketball, volleyball. We host the softball World Series and all sorts of other softball tournaments and baseball tournaments. But we couldn't try to get swim meets because there's no major indoor swim facility. Oklahoma City Community College closed theirs a couple years ago. So maybe there's some money in that. It's those type of ideas that the CVB is hoping to find.
So how does this survey then, how does it address economic development?
The more you can get in your city, like attractions and things to do, the more that people will come to the city and the more money you get in sales taxes and hotel taxes. Oklahoma City saw a boost in its hotel tax collections this year, and Will Rogers World Airport saw a record number of travelers. So both of those are a great reflection on what's going on in our tourism industry. And so whether it's meetings or athletic events, Oklahoma City is making people's list and they want to stay there, which is why they're doing the survey.
Do we have any data that indicates how much money tourism brings to Oklahoma City each year?
Yeah, Mike Carrier said tourism is a $2.2 billion a year industry in the city. That's billion with a B.
So this survey that's been distributed to 800 people in the metro and nearby, how many other entities have done this particular survey in the past?
133 destinations in 11 countries. So it's really a worldwide tool that people can use. And cities can build it different ways, you know, whatever you want to find out. I think there's different ways that you can add in different questions and stuff like that and really kind of make it fit what you want to find out.
Well, Arlington, Texas is one of the cities that's done this before. What did they find?
That they should spend more money on recruiting amateur sports. So, amateur sports are, college athletic events all the way down to youth sports. And the city considers itself the capital of sports entertainment. It's home of Globe Life Park, home to Major League Baseball's Texas Rangers, and Jerry Jones' Stadium, better known as AT&T Stadium, home to the NFL's Dallas Cowboys. But youth sports are a huge driver for tourism. And if the survey found that if Arlington had better facilities, they could get more of those events.
So once they got that information, what did Arlington do as a result of the survey?
The Convention and Visitors Bureau doubled its sports recruiting staff. I mean, you can't just put your name on a poster and expect people to show up. You really got to have people out there, once again, being a champion for your city and telling people why they should have their event in your city. The city is also working on a plan to update its athletic facilities.
And what's been the result of those actions?
So Arlington took the survey in 2016, and they've seen an increase in amateur sports-related hotel nights. The data they gave me, though, dates back before the survey, but nonetheless, the room nights were up 370%.
So here in Oklahoma City, what happens next? What's the timeline from here?
So the CVB wants to get the survey information back in February, and then they'll kind of gather everything and present it in March. This will be right in time because the budget to the city is due in April. So we should have an idea of what everybody thinks of the city by March.
Molly Fleming is a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.